Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. And I'm very excited about having our good buddy Lee Branham back on the show. Lee's a longtime Brain Trust member. The Principle of Keeping the People, Inc. He's the author of a number of books, including The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, which is something we're going to talk about today. And also, his newest book is called Re-Engage. And he's our good friend Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Lee, one of the things I've been talking about, in fact, I talked about a little earlier in the week, is that up until now, for the last 2 to 3 years, people have been, I've never seen so much fear in the marketplace among employees. And fear, there are a lot of reasons for the fear, but the primary reason is just fear of losing their job. And if they had a job, they were grateful for it, and they worked hard, and whenever the boss laid a bunch of extra work on them because they had to lay some other people off or whatever happened, the business is growing, the boss doesn't want to hire new people. And this is big businesses, too, especially big businesses. They took on the work, and they didn't complain. They didn't, you know, they were just still, again, just happy to have a job. Well, as the economy recovers, and as that scenario starts to fade away, then all these people who have been kind of imposed upon and who've had so much fear, they're going to start having new opportunities. They're going to be looking around, or they're going to be receiving phone calls from people who have seen them in their job and said, hey, that person is really impressive over there at that other business. I'm going to see if I can lure them away. This is going to be happening day by day coming up from this day forward. What do you think, Lee?
Well, I think it's already happening. I'm hearing reports from search firms who have more assignments and companies that are having harder times filling certain positions than they did before. And the surveys that you see of the workforce are starting to show that there's a real desire to move on among a lot of companies that have been among a lot of employees that have been hanging in there during the recession. And, you know, I had one CEO tell me, he said, all the CEOs I know are telling me that they're high-fiving with each other about the fact that the employees are tree-hugging their job. You know, so, well, that's not really much to celebrate.
Well, let me tell you something, Lee. The stock market is where it is today on the backs of the unemployed in America and on the backs of the employees who remained in the companies and who are part of the casualty list that's been created by all those layoffs. Now, that's me calling out Wall Street, Lee, and I mean it with all my heart.
Yep. And a lot of employees are, you know, job hunters who are looking for jobs are having a real hard time finding them because companies have folded three jobs into one.
Right.
You know, so if you're trying to fill a job where somebody leaves and it's actually the jobs that three people used to do.
Right.
And now it's harder for people looking for jobs to do the things that three people used to do. So, you know, it's been a real sort of a burnout situation for a lot of employees.
Well, it's a casualty list. And I said this 2 years ago, two and a half years ago, I said, What's going to be the result of all this is there's going to be a casualty list in these companies that are being created by people who are having to do more with less. And okay, maybe in 2007 we've gotten into a situation. You know, if you remember back in the late 90s, the economists on my show, Lee, were saying that we were in an overemployed situation. We probably had too many people employed. And of course we know about, you know, how that crack came crumbling down after the dot-com bust, but I think we might have had a similar scenario back in 07, but we went from having maybe too many people to way too few people.
Well, and, that's right. That's right.
So now these people are going to be giving, they're going to have more opportunity to leave and to go somewhere else. And what I was saying earlier in the weekly is, don't take any of your key people for granted. Now's the time to be letting them know why you appreciate them.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, my co-author and I have been doing some studies of successful companies that have survived the recession, and not just, you know, held on to people, but actually their engagement scores have gone up. In other mm-hmm. words, when they do surveys of their employees, their scores have actually increased during the recession, mm-hmm. which is unheard of. And the reason is they're taking care of those people, giving them extra care and attention.
Well, you've also been polling people who have left their company and asking them what their, you know, all the details of all that. And you've got that information to share with us. On the other side of these messages, we're going to find out what those people told Lee. Why did they left their companies? After these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.